It's time for Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, Gil, what a great weather report. I'm loving this cool, crisp weather, aren't you?
Yeah, better than 90.
Yeah, better than 90. It was hot and humid here. But I'm telling you, every morning I start out my day taking a walk up in the woods with my five dogs, and the mountain laurel is out in full bloom, and it's just gorgeous. Do you see that mountain laurel anywhere where you are, Gil? You're in the town.
No, I'm in town.
Yeah, no. You miss that. Well, you know, I like that that's our state flower because it's just having something that's just sort of a natural shrub that's all over the woods. It's so cool to see. So I hope everybody gets a chance to see it while it's out. So this morning, we are still concentrating on the spirit side, and I have a very special guest with me this morning. Her name is Leanne Thomas, and Leanne and I met in 2012 when we were both students in Lisa Williams' advanced mediumship class. And I have to tell you, the moment I met Leanne, you know, I just loved her energy, and she is so full of light. So it's so easy for me to know that she is connected to angels in the angelic realm. And actually, that's what Leanne is going to be talking with us today about. Angels, our guardian angels, archangels, and even more special for us today, she'll be giving us some simple techniques to help people know how to connect with their own angels. So we'll get a little lesson here as well today. So without further ado, Leanne, are you there?
I am. Jackie, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. So I should also tell people, as I mentioned, Leanne and I went to class, to the advanced mediumship class with Lisa Williams. And so giving angel readings is very near and dear to her heart, and she just loves connecting people with their loved ones who have crossed over and their angels. So she believes, as I do, that each person is born with angels to help them on their life journey, and all we really need to do is reach out to them and ask for their help. So the angels want us to know how much we're loved and that we are not really being judged. So keep that in mind. It's not a judgment thing. It's all about love. So it's really a series of learning lessons in life. Plenty of joy, fun, and love along the way. How about, Leanne?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't hear Gil. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Am I here?
Yeah, you were on. I wasn't plugged in. All right, here I am. Okay, so Leanne, and you're also, I want to tell people also, she's a teacher, she's a reading specialist, so I guess the school year is winding down for you, isn't it?
Yes, yay, I'm counting down the days, 4 days left, counting today.
You and all the kids, right?
Yeah, I think we're all excited for that. It's what I love about it, too, is it opens opportunities for me to do more and more spirit work through the summer.
Yeah, yeah. It's perfect, actually, for you because, you know, you have that summer time to use. I can say that because I know my father was a longtime teacher and administrator, so I'm very attuned to the school year.
Yeah, I know. I never got out of school. I kind of joke about that.
Yeah, that's true. You're still there. But, you know, and I think, too, particularly with some of the additional talents that you have, Leanne, I would think that it's very helpful for you when you're working with kids.
It is. I think that's why I connect to children so well. And I work with younger children. I also run a program in the school district that I work for. Teachers that work with middle school students that don't know how to read. So for whatever reason, some kids don't get keyed into the reading process. But as far as the little one goes, I think I just gravitate towards their light, and their light gravitates towards me. It's that innocence. It's that the desire to be open and questioning everything and absorbing everything. I still think that that little child that's in me is there, and the side that connects to the spirit world is there. And you and I both know that children tend to connect easier with the spirit world. They don't have the, what I call common sense.
Yeah.
That, you know, gets shaken into us as we get older, that kind of creates that barrier to the spirit world for some. And children don't have that barrier. So
yeah, they're not bogged down with those expectations that we start to put on us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very true.
Yeah, and you know, and they haven't. It hasn't been drilled into them that they can't do certain things.
Right. Or they shouldn't do certain things.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Leanne. Because you know, that's it's really shut down in kids. Kids are a lot more open until we start to shut it down for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that yeah, so I think that's great that you've had that, that you're able to use that in your everyday job. You know, with kids and with children, and it probably also helps you working with their parents and working with them.
Yes, it does. And I don't really take the side of me that connects in to the spirit world into the school setting, either with the children, not in an outwardly way. Of course, I'm getting information
right.
and things like that while I'm working there, but it definitely helps me being able to feel energy, read energy, and to connect with the angels around someone to get perspective or to make a connection to the families as well. Because I deal with struggling, kids who struggle within the reading process, which, you know, trickles to every area of learning for them. So it definitely helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know it's, like you said, it's not something that's outgoing with people, but it's internal to you, and it's a very great help. So that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today. You know, you went through the school process, you're a teacher, and how did this all open up for you?
When my first memory of connecting with the angels goes back to when I was about 4 years old, and I remember playing in my room and playing with my dolls and things and also having the angels there with me, running into the kitchen to get a drink of water, stepping on the step stool, my mom asking me what I'm doing and saying I'm playing with my dolls and my, you know, I'm playing with my Barbies and, you know, the angels.
And the angels.
Yeah. My mom came into the bedroom and sat down on the bed while I was sitting on the floor playing, and she had a conversation with me about how what things are real, and she said, yes, the angels are real, the Bible teaches us about them, but we don't actually get to see them. And so I just went, okay, you know, being a little kid.
Yeah,
and,
okay, you know, whatever, Mom.
Went on my way, but that's one of my first memories of doing that. And I understand now what she was trying to do was help to keep me normal, because this is something that runs on my mom's side of the family. I have a cousin who also does this. She's a professional psychic medium as well, and so they wanted for us to stay very normal, and that was a part of the conditioning, so that's what I did. So as I grew up, I learned to, like, put those things to the side, and I spent a lot of time getting really educated. So I have 2 master's degrees. You know, I could run a school or be a principal of a school myself. And so I stayed really logical. I tried to stay really far away from this. But the more I got confident in my life, the stronger I became and was releasing kind of ties to my identity being around my family, I started to have more and more experiences. And I always say it finally got a hold of me.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, the spirit world wouldn't necessarily.
Right. They wouldn't let go. They wouldn't let you just put it away.
Right. And so they came, the spirit world came to me in a sense. And I do believe there's something about it being true about it running in families. I don't think that has to be true for everyone, but it certainly is in my family. And I'm also very healthy. Like, I really want to eat healthy. I really want to be healthy. I don't take medications. You know, I have the occasional glass of wine and things like that. But in my family, a lot of the women have done was shut themselves down either through medications or drinking or other kinds of issues. And I didn't want that.
Right. You were making different choices for yourself. Isn't that interesting, Leanne, that it runs in the family and it's almost like they were afraid of it, and they were, and your mother was afraid for you guys to go down that road too.
Very much so. We were a Catholic family, and in a very small town. I grew up in a farm town in central California. My grandfather grew grapes that were made into raisins. Sun-made raisin plant was down the street
okay.
where my grandfather
yeah.
lived. And so in a small town that way, you just didn't behave that way back when I, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. And so there was a fear around that and a stigma, and people would not have accepted you.
Right, and she did. She was just protecting.
She was. No, she really was. Yeah, she had the best of intents and didn't really understand what was happening herself.
Right. So she also is very connected, Leanne, and you think she just puts it aside?
Yes. I see it with her, and she'll say little things to me every now and then. Like she has I love animals. My mom loves animals. We love animals.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a cat that passed, and it broke her heart. And then she let it slip to me, the cat's been back, and I've been trying to communicate with it to find out what it wants. And I was just like, if I would have known when I was a kid that you were, it would have been such an easier
Right. It would have been so much easier for you to know that you could just say things like that to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And not that you were really going anywhere with that, but just to have the freedom to have those casual conversations.
True. And what I know now is that what it is that we do is from a very loving place. But the truth is, Jackie, I think we both probably encountered this, is that a lot of people still have some fear around it. So I do have a sister in my family who doesn't really want me to be around her children. Haven't seen them in a few years.
Oh, that's such a shame.
So there's still some issues with even in my own family that I'm dealing with. I absolutely love and adore my sister. I think she's a fantastic mom. But she has these fears around her because of our religious upbringing and the choices that she went forward in her life doesn't really allow for me to have a big part in their life.
Right. And you and I both know it's, you can't change people's minds about, what we do and how this works. They have to come to their own decisions, their own beliefs, and move forward in that way.
True.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's heartbreaking for you.
Yeah. Well, in a sense, but I also realize everybody has their path. And with my work with the angels, the one thing that I don't want to do is judge myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or her for the directions that we're needing to take to be on our own personal path.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, when I hear stories like that, I feel how blessed I've been that I've always had acceptance. My family has always been very accepting of me, my friends as well. I have one friend with a very strong religious background. And, I got to the point where I wasn't telling her some things that were going on in my life. But we're really connected. I swear that we have a soul connection because we would always know when things were going on with each other. And finally, I just said something to her. Well, she said, I let something slip about what was going on. She goes, well, why haven't you told me that? And I said, well, I just know that you're just not comfortable with that. And she looked me straight in the face and she said, she said, look, Jack, she said, it's just not my thing. She said, but it's okay. She said, I support you all the way.
Wow.
And it made me feel so good. And I thought, boy, how blessed I am.
Right. What a beautiful soul she has to be able to just love you no matter what. And isn't really that the kind of energy we want to change the world? It doesn't matter what religion that you're coming from, so whether you're Muslim or a Buddhist or a Catholic or a Protestant or Lutheran, whatever it is that you're out there and the countries and connecting to each other, not just being able to say, look, I validate you for who you are, that would change the world.
Oh, absolutely, and so quickly if we could just do that.
Yeah, and I do have so much support. I mean, I really do. There's those little pockets that I have that are challenges, and I believe they're gifts to me in some ways, but my husband is amazing and supportive, and my son really has come around now that he's 19 years old.
Yeah.
And my friends that live here support me very much, and many of the teachers and even my assistant superintendent, the boss that I work for as a reading specialist, very much all support me in what it is that I do. So I'm blessed in that way to not have to hide my light anymore at work. Not that I bring it to work, but
right,
having it be part of who I am, I don't have to hide it.
Right, you don't have to hide it. If somebody brings it up, you don't have to act like it's not going on.
Right.
You can just let it shine. And it's a gift that we're given, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So it's so nice that we have that. But so you've had struggles to overcome in doing this, you know, and starting with your family. But it's interesting because I, too, have a husband who has always supported me. And I know we've had some, and we talk all the time, and I know we've had some pretty probably outrageous conversations over the breakfast table. And every once in a while, he'll look at me and smile. He says, you know, he said, you probably just can't say things like that just wherever you are, honey.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he sort of keeps me in mind and reminds me that, you know, I just like say what's ever on my mind. And he said, you know, just be aware. Mm-hmm. So, well, talk to me a little bit about, I know that you've done a lot of readings for people and you've connected them with their angels. Tell me about some moments that you were particularly grateful for what came through.
One of the favorite readings I had is that I had a very young female in spirit. She was in her early 20s that came forward in a reading for her father. And so I had a gentleman that I was giving a reading to, and his daughter that he had cared for had passed away from an illness. And the connection that came forward between for the two of them for the healing that happened will be something that I never forget. And I know that most of the time I don't remember
right.
a lot of the things that happen in a reading. For whatever reason, the details escape me, and sometimes I don't remember a person that I've
yeah.
given a reading to, and
yeah.
so people will, you know, ring me up for another reading that they've had a reading before, and I won't necessarily remember them, and then I give the reading and the spirit comes through again. But those kinds of things, and then the detail that will come through so that dad knew that was his daughter because of certain things that had happened, and she came forward with an illness that she had, and then, like, the detail of ladybugs were important for her, and her mother and other members of the family were in the process of getting tattoos of ladybugs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, those details that come in, so I could pinpoint a few readings that came in so clearly that moved and touched my heart that I can remember them, but I think essentially is what amazes me is that when Spirit brings through such clarity and detail, there's no way I could guess at having that happen.
Right.
instance, the gentleman that passed from a drug overdose, coming through with his name and how he passed and showing me the place where he passed and where he was. Those kinds of details aren't guesses that I could make. And I guess that's what amazes me. I'm amazed at this gift and what comes forward. I kind of came into this kind of kicking and screaming, being very logical and very educated and maybe overeducated. And so if I wasn't able to bring that forward in such a loving way to help people heal, I wouldn't be doing it. And so that's kind of the memories for me. What also is very touching is that when the angels have come forward for me to help me get past my issues.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So they'll step forward, and I don't see them with the wings and the halo and the full body shape. They come in as an energy, and the best way I can describe that is that they start to appear and come in and take a form of, like, I want to call it a lava lamp. I know it sounds ridiculous.
Uh-huh. And what do you mean by that?
It's I see a color, or more than one color, coming through, and it just starts to take shape in front of me as if it's becoming more and more solid in the air in front of me. I guess is the best way
right,
to describe
right,
it.
Right.
But it's not a form of, you know, a human, if you will. They just come forward to me as energy, and then they express telepathically to me thoughts, feelings, or images, and they'll express who they are. Particularly the archangels
mm-hmm.
Do that with me, and they'll come through with a particular color. They'll let me know who they are, and then they'll express whatever feeling or emotion it is that we need to have. For instance, I was getting the patience card, and Doreen Virtue is a leader in the field and area of angels, and she makes these cards use to help bring clarity to your own personal life or for others. And so these cards have beautiful angels on them. They're not the tarot, so they're not necessarily giving messages in that way. But the cards will give you little messages. And so I was getting the patience card over and over, and I stood up and I said, I am going to go shred this card. I am not asking for patience, nor do I want it. And, you know, so I very much, you know, threw a fit like a two-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And I had an angel appear to me, and I in exactly that way, Archangel Ariel came forward and was describing to me a scene. So that's the best way I can say it, is describing it, because I didn't hear a booming voice. I didn't, with my audible ears, but in my mind I could hear and feel and sense information. And I was seeing a scene of a little girl standing around a Christmas tree. The little girl turned around, and it was me when I was about 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw myself yelling through the house to my mother, you know, can I just open one? And hearing my mother say, Christmas is right around the corner. And so what the angel had expressed to me is, Christmas is right around the corner for you. And so I was just like, oh, okay, I think I'm just going to behave better and not take the card. And also expressed to me, looking back, every time you had gotten that card, little leaps had happened for me in my life.
Right.
Little steps had happened for me, and it took that for me to realize. And so those are the things that I'm talking about. And what's really cool is that anyone can do that. Anyone can make that connection. I'm not necessarily special. I really don't think so.
Right, right. But, and obviously, patience was a lesson for you throughout your life, Leanne.
I know.
Because here you were, even when you were five, and it's saying, all right, this has always been something that you have, you know, sort of struggled with, let's say. Mm-hmm. But it's also a sign for you that something good is moving in.
Yeah, and so I tell that. I share that story to people when they're having to go through something. And a lot of times, especially right now with the energy in the world, that people are going through a lot of changes. And sometimes patience is warranted as the energy around the individual moves and experiences start to change for people, which they're happening for everyone right now, whether somebody's lost a job or they've lost a home or a relationship is ending or they're finishing school or they're wanting to go back to school. With all of these kinds of dreams, hopes, and desires going on for people in those transitions, the angels really want to be there to support that movement, to support people on this earth in such a wide way right now, stepping into a new way of being or new things of doing, to really open their own path, to open their own way of moving through earth in a different way. We're all being pushed to move in a different way.
And I think particularly this year, I think things are moving quickly. Have you found that to be true?
Right. How did we end up here at the end of the school year when it seems like just not too long ago it began? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And not that it doesn't seem that way a lot, but I feel like things are moving, like doors are opening for people this year. You know, it's something is just sort of like a burst open this year.
Right. Yeah. And it's really beautiful opportunities. But, you know, we can go forward with those opportunities and seeing everything as a struggle or everything as a fight, or we can say, look, my life is happening for me, not to me. And since it's happening for me, let me embrace these changes, even though they're uncomfortable, they don't feel fun, I don't like them, whatever the feeling is around that, and then move through it in a way that takes you to a new space, because we do have more power than we realize.
Yeah, and I like that phrase again, Leanne. Say again, everything is happening for me, not to me.
Right, right. To bring you to your best, highest place. Now, we can struggle through it, or we can move through it with more of an ease. And I'm just going to be honest. I struggle through it sometimes. I'm not always as fluid as I would like to be, but I'm certainly learning it. And one of the ways I'm trying to be more fluid is that I am going next school year 50% in my teaching job. I still really love working with kids, feel very connected to doing that in some way still. So I'm going to go those 50%, which allows me to do more readings and more spirit work and teach more classes.
Oh, congratulations, Leanne. I know those are difficult decisions.
Yeah, thank you.
Those are difficult decisions, but I know that I know you're on the right path there and that things are really opening up for you. You know, I really love that you talked about how you see the angels, because that's a question I get a lot, because when I do readings, I can describe, you know, what the spirit looks like and what they're wearing and how they're standing and stuff. And people, I guess they think you just see them, like if I'm sitting across the table, like right now from Gil, my DJ, but it doesn't appear that way.
Mm-mm.
No. So
the angels come in a little differently now. They absolutely can take form, and they do. They can actually even take very solid form and appear as an individual or a person. I know I've experienced this, and I know that my mom and other people have experienced this. My mom was lost one time driving in another state. I think she was in Kansas, and we're from California, but she and my aunt were lost, and so they stopped and asked directions. But they both were praying, because that's the thing that we do in my family, and I still do a lot of praying. I believe prayer is a very beautiful thing. So they were praying because they were lost and very scared. So they stopped and asked directions, and my mom says, I will remember this man for the rest of my life. But he was there one moment giving us directions and helping us get back to where we were supposed to be. And they turned around to pull out their map and thank him and everything, and he was gone. And so a lot of people have had those moments. Those are angels that step forward in those moments of fear or those moments of transition. And so it doesn't always have to be a happening of fear.
Right.
But a lot of times they will pull us out of dangerous situations or get us through something when they see that we're needing it. And prayer is one of the best ways to pull in angels around you. And I'll bet a lot of your listeners out there pray, Jackie. I bet probably all of them in some form or fashion pray. And that's a way of connecting to your angels.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think of prayer as conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of formal prayers, so to speak, that I use. But, you know, I talk to God and the angels all the time. And for me, my time to do that is when I'm taking the dogs for a walk in the woods. You know, that quietness of the woods, you know, that's when, you know, my mind goes to different places. And I always like to start my day out like that when I get up to the top of the hill and we have this great view across the fields. But it really does call them into us. And I think people, they do it more than they think sometimes, because they're just thinking, you know. And sometimes people have in their mind a definition of what prayer is. And they don't realize that it's so simple.
It really is. It's just a hope, a wish, or a dream that your heart makes.
Yeah.
And it can be formal, as in, you know, the Our Father, or it can be as simple as, I really want my life to go this direction, please bring me guidance, or, you know, whatever hope or wish that your heart's making.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. And I love that. I love that you talked about that. So let's talk a little bit about guardian angels. That's another question I get all the time. People say to me, you know, do you see my guardian angel? What's my guardian angel's name? What can you tell us about guardian angels, Leanne?
Well, I can only speak from my experience. And so from my experience is that we all have guardian angels around us. And typically people have two. Some people will have more depending on their path. So if they have a highly spiritual path, they will tend to have a few more angels around them for that kind of journey. So a teacher such as myself would have perhaps two angels, but because I have a spiritual path, I have a few more guardian angels around me. The guardian angels, the archangels came forward to share information to me about the guardian angels. And what I was told and the information that I received, and when I say told, I say this is more through telepathically.
Right,
so
this is telepathy.
A loud booming voice, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And so the information that I got about the guardian angels is that they come forward, but they don't necessarily have names. And so when I connect to other people's guardian angels, or they give me information about that person's life path, I don't receive names. I never have. And so that's one of the things that I asked. That's one of the pieces of information that I received. And but they are perfectly willing and really would love for us to name them.
Right. I love that you said that, Leanne, because that's always been my thought and my understanding, that you can give them the name that resonates with you.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't realize this, but as children we did name them. The veil was thinner between this world and the next, and you connected with your angels maybe perhaps when you were younger, and you perhaps did name them then. And so a lot of us will feel a name connected to an angel that's around us, and that is absolutely correct. Always go with your own personal guidance.
Like what you get. I have to tell you a funny story about this, because Larry and I, you know, have talked to readers over the past years, and at one point, a person we were going to was telling Larry about his guardian angel, and she said his guardian angel's name was Crystalina, and Larry comes home to me, he says, you know, he says, I can feel my guardian angel, he says, but I can tell you, Crystalina doesn't hit. I said, well, what do you think your guardian angel's name is? He says, I think it's Bob.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's like perfect. Bob is so perfect for him, you know, and it just hit right away when he said that. I had a laugh and I said, well, my goodness, honey, I said, if I agree with you, your guardian angel's name would be something just simple like Bob.
That's beautiful. And then that's exactly how it works. They don't come in necessarily with names. I've never seen that happen. Now, I don't know everything, and I'm always learning more, but that's been my experience. So I know there are people out there who do give names to guardian angels, and maybe that's how they get information, but that's not what I've received. But what's beautiful, too, is that the angels want to help us, but we need to ask. We all have free will here, and a lot of times I'll see the angels just sitting back, and they're like, yeah, her angel's over there working hard because she's got them getting her parking spaces, and she's got them getting her that new job, and she's got them working out a relationship for her, you know, but that Leanne, she's never asking for our help, you know.
So I
don't know if they're filing their nails kind of.
Yeah, and that's such a good, point, because I say that to people all the time. It's free will, and I always tell them that's how, like when you see something that may be coming in the future, you got to remember you have free will, and you do have to ask. I'm so glad that you brought that up, Leanne, for people.
And that's all you have to do. It's very simple, and it's not elaborate. But know, too, that the angels can respond to any prayers that we have. So anytime we're asking for whatever your higher power is, God, love, universe, pick your term, whatever you're asking for, the angels can also respond through that energetic connection that you're making there to support you in any way. But they can't take away our lessons. We still have to go through whatever it is we need to go through for our own souls, evolvement,
right, our growth, our pattern,
soul. But they can help us emotionally get through it, or to see the other side of something, or to know that something new or different's coming, and so they can be there to give us hope and inspiration.
Yeah, I mean, we have to walk our own path.
Yes,
we do. But I also think, though, that, you know, whatever lesson, you know, we are to learn, it maybe can be gentler than it might have been if we hadn't asked for help.
Right, right. And I would love to share something with your listeners, something really easy that they can start to do to know their angels are around them.
Wonderful. Let's do it.
All you have to do is ask for, please bring me forward signs that I will know or understand. And then what you do is you start looking for them. See how simple that is? I would like to know my angels are with me. Can you please show me signs? And then you accept the signs that come forward. If you need a little more confirmation, you can ask for something specific. So ask for something such as, bring a feather to me. Drop a coin in my path that I notice. Play my favorite song, or play a song that I know is connected to a loved one that's crossed in some way. The angels will help your loved ones come through in that way as well. So ask for a sign that's meaningful for you, and then be open to that sign coming forward. And let go of the idea of coincidence, because there really is no coincidence. They'll line things up for you to notice and see you're there. It might come forward as a number. So perhaps you would see the number 824 and 824 in lots of different ways. And then you'll know, oh, that's my birthday, 824. The angels are connecting to me. All the time I see 555 or 888. I know that's the angels connecting to me to leave me a message. And you can coordinate with them what that message may mean. Show me in numbers my birthday. So ask them for some of that and watch for what comes forward. It's really that simple, but you got to be looking for it. You've got to be watching for it, and then you have to accept it and say thank you, and then they'll bring you more.
Yeah, and I think that's true. You have to accept it when you see it. Mm-hmm. You know, because we always try to then come up with excuses or reasons or explanations of what that could have been instead of what we asked for.
Right, yeah, and then you dismiss it, and then they're like, ah.
Yeah, we invalidate what we set out to show ourselves.
Right. And so you can everybody do that. So play that game with yourself this week, you know, and see what comes forward for you, and then flood Jackie's inbox with all of the different experiences you've had.
Yeah, and in fact, that reminds me, Leanne, I didn't even say it, but I do want to remind people that if you have questions for Leanne or I this morning, please give us a call. The number here is 637-0052, right?
That's not too bad, yeah, actually. that is, you got the number correct.
Okay, so I forgot to give that number earlier, but we'd be happy to answer questions or take your calls or hear about the signs that you get when your angels are around and you know it. So I also like your comment, Leanne, that there are no coincidences. I have to tell you, that's a little pet argument my husband and I do have, because I'd always say to him, there are no coincidences, and he'll say to me, no. He said, there are just some things that are coincidence.
Well, that's okay, right? That's all right, you know. And perhaps we enjoy seeing things come forward, and we have that connection. Not everybody else gets that closeness in the way that we have to spirit. I believe everybody's capable of connecting to their angels and their crossed over loved ones, but we have a particular way of being able to step in a little closer than most would be able to. And so my husband will do the same thing. Like, sometimes he'll just say, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He knows better than to get into. He'll say, uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you want to call here?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Well, never mind. Forget it.
Somebody called and dropped. So if you're out there, call back and see if, you know, we'd be happy to talk to people.
Yeah.
So I know what you say about that. It's like, every once in a while I'll get that too. Or, you know, you get the no response, which which to me is just an invitation to keep rolling.
Right. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. We all have our own experiences. And my husband's really come a long way with all of this. And so it's just everybody's where they need to be. You know, I keep feeling like I have a message for somebody that may be listening.
Well, go ahead, Leanne.
Right, share it?
Yes, please just bring it out there, because whoever the message is for, I'm sure they will probably recognize it.
I have a younger gentleman that passed away from a boating accident. And there's a drowning involved in this, but there's a sense of him hitting his head in some way. That I see his lungs filling up, and there's a connection to the name Richard or Rich or perhaps Dick here that's going on. I don't know if this is a gentleman that's past name or if it's for somebody that's listening. He just wants to say that he's all right. I know he left behind a female that he cares very deeply for, and there's a love connection here with that female, but I also feel that this gentleman's mother is still here, so he's wanting to identify those two things. I'm also getting connected to this, a name that's either like Claire or Clara, a CL kind of name here that can be connected in. So wanted to give that forward. So hopefully whoever's listening gets that message that he's made his connection, has crossed on the other side, is doing quite well on the other side. And we know that too, Jackie, mm-hmm. that once someone crosses, they're all okay. They're all happy. They all come into this place of joy. They make their crossing. They step into the light, and they do it that way. Thank you. I just heard from him that he knows his message is going to be heard.
Oh, wonderful, Leanne. I'm so glad that you brought that up. So, anything that you get, please help us pass it along, because that's what we do. I always tell people, you know, it's like if I give you a message, like if I'm doing a group reading and the message comes through for your husband who's not there or another family member, I always ask them to please, please pass it along, because if Spirit brought something forward, it's important.
Right, right. So they're making a connection. And sometimes they'll bring someone to, they'll bring us to someone. Like, you know how we'll be somewhere, and then there'll be some kind of a connection made. And I really try to keep boundaries up. So if I'm out and about in my normal day, I'm not like a TV medium where I'm just going to walk up to somebody and say, hi, I see, you know, your grandmother's there.
Yeah, I see your grandmother behind you. I know. I agree with you. And I remind people, too, that, yeah, I know it looks that way on TV, but I know a lot of those mediums come from a place of high integrity. And the truth is, there's producers that are out there telling people, you know, we have a medium here. Would you like a reading? And then they do that. So it's not as off the cuff as it looks like on TV a lot of times.
Exactly. Once in a while,
yeah,
we'll be somewhere where it's appropriate to pass a message along, and Spirit kind of coordinates things to happen in that way. And so I kind of feel like that's why I do some radio, and that's why I do all of these other kinds of things, is because sometimes somebody wouldn't make the effort to go, but they have loved ones who are really wanting to orchestrate a connection for them.
We have a phone call.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning. You're on Better Living.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just catch the end, toward the end of your program, it seems like every day. And I was just wondering, do you have tapes?
I do. Can I have your name?
Your program?
Yeah.
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Yes,
We don't need your name and address on
here. I'm just saying hello.
Okay.
Rose, yeah, if you go to my website, I do have tapes of every program for every week. Sometimes they're a week delayed. But it's JackieLebeau.com, and that's J-A-C.
I'm in my car. Oh, geez. Let me find a piece of paper.
Well, listen, okay.
It's Jackie, J-A-C-Q-U-I.
J-A-C.
I'm sorry?
It's J-A-C-Q-U-I.
Q-U-I.
L-E-B-E-A-U.
L-E?
B-E-A-U. Lebeau.
A-U.
Yeah, dot com. Okay. All right, Rose, well, we're running out of time here, so thank you for calling, and please please look them up, and I know that you'll enjoy them. All right, thanks so much.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. So, Leanne, quick, as we're running out of time here before the commercial break, please tell people how they can find you.
My website is www.angelichope.com. And you can also reach me on Facebook. I would love to get connected, and it's Leanne Thomas Medium.
All right, and spell Leanne for people.
Oh, absolutely. Leanne is L-E-A-N-N-E.
Okay.
And Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, just like the English muffins.
Yep. Okay, because, you know, a lot of times people have questions, and they'll have an opportunity then to get in touch with you later.
Right,
okay.
And there's lots of information on my Facebook page, Leanne Thomas Medium, and angelichope.com. I teach classes, and some of them are online. So if people are interested in expanding anything that they do, check it out.
Yeah, thank you, Leanne, because Leanne is a marvelous teacher. So if people have the opportunity to do one of her online classes, I am sure that you will bring so much to your life from that. So it'll be wonderful. So, and we certainly have enjoyed having you with us this morning, Leanne. You are just a light.
Thank you so much. And you, definitely you are too. And I felt so humble and grateful for being asked to be here and to be sharing any of the information I might have to all of your listeners. I think what you're doing is a beautiful service to your community. So from my heart to yours.
Oh, thank you, Leanne. Okay. Well, and hopefully we maybe could have you come back another time, all right?
I would do that. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thanks again, Leanne. Bye-bye.
Bye.